What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello.
Hey.
As 626 is here, welcome to Hump Day.
Yep.
Today, we ask you, is it too early for Christmas?
It is. And some people like to spin the loaf.
What's that even mean?
Spin the loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah. We have some crazy food facts for you today.
Yeah. And Pig 2, Babe in the City. We talk about that movie.
Oh, that's a good one. See you later. And is it too soon?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm not too sure if that's true.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
It's the Terry and Getch Comedy Show, episode 626. And I am Terry Guile.
Hey, I'm Getch.
And we're pondering the question, is it too early for Christmas music and Christmas commercials? And Christmas.
It's not even past Thanksgiving, right?
I guess they've changed that now to Halloween is the date.
Mm-hmm.
I heard people saying they saw some Christmas commercials before Halloween. And that's fucked.
That is crazy. I walked into a store the other day and magically Christmas everywhere.
Just boom.
Right next to the discount candy from Halloween.
Yep. That's the most wonderful time of the year.
Not when you're going to get your candy and your stocking candy. Hey, yeah. You get like candy
stuffers.
Corn in your stocking stuffer.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think it is quite yet the most wonderful time of the year.
No.
Which I don't think Christmas. Maybe they're talking about winter.
Who wrote this originally? Is this Bing?
It sounds like Bing singing.
With kids singling and Bing Crosby singing and be of good cheer.
Big deal about Bing Crosby. He was a singer, right? But he didn't write. Did he write a lot of his stuff? That was before a lot of singers wrote their stuff.
Yeah, he probably did traditional. What the fuck is this?
Didn't he have a Christmas special every year?
Yeah, he did a thing with David Bowie once, and I think in Ted Nugent one time.
What? Bing Crosby and Ted Nugent?
Fuck yeah. You should fucking YouTube that shit.
That would be weird.
Oh, yeah. Well,
did they have a Cat Scratch Christmas?
No, but they had a Major Tom Christmas when David Bowie was there. I think they did some psychedelic drugs together. No. No, he's like in this room and it's all
a Major Christmas.
There's like a nice fire burning and chestnuts are roasting and he's playing the piano and then all of a sudden, oh, someone's at the door. Who could it be?
Yeah.
Hey, it's David Bowie. Come on in, David Bowie. Why don't you sit down and sing a song with me?
If he was up there, though, if Major Tom... Well, if Major Tom was up there during Christmas, Santa probably could have saved him.
You'd think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
Whatever happened to Major Tom?
What do you mean?
Did they ever find out what happened to him?
Yeah, he got back home to his wife.
Did he?
Yep. That's just my assumptions.
I
shouldn't speak so eloquently.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, like, because last we hear, he's just, like, saying, saying, hey, later, I'll probably be floating up here forever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe he lived.
Maybe. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Only Santa knows. Maybe
he
lives.
Started in a Ziggy Stardust.
Christmas dust.
Yeah, he started a Stardust.
What do you call him?
Alien race on another planet.
Alien race on another planet, yeah.
Or was he going into the sun? Was he going to be burnt into the sun?
I don't even know the whole story. I know he's going to end up with a Tina Turner wig and a fucking one-piece unitard. Making little kids scared later in Labyrinth.
Yeah.
That's a weird movie.
It is.
Is that a Tina Turner wig or
cult movie? It's something weird. No, it was a
It looks.
I think it was a wig that just was a wig of people of the early 80s and their hair, wasn't it?
Huh.
That's just how people had their hair.
I guess,
hair
yeah,
back
that was
then.
Just normal. Yep.
It was kind of normal hair for him, though.
Yeah. Hey, so we're asking you guys, and this is, I was thinking about this before we got on the air, you know, I know we've got, mm-hmm. we can look at our numbers and we see how many downloads we get, so we know, but mm-hmm. sometimes I'm curious of who's listening, and are you paying attention?
Yeah.
And do you care what we're saying?
Drop so us
we're
a line on the old Facebook.
Go to Facebook or even Twitter, you could give us a tweet. A quick tweet. We're at TagCast Podcast.
Tweet, yeah.
And, TagCast Podcast at Facebook. But that's not the address, but you know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. So I've been recently trying to up my tweets because I don't know why. And so
tweet,
I did a
tweet,
thing
tweet,
this weekend.
Tweet, yeah.
Or last weekend, excuse me, where I thought it was funny because every time I send a text or try to do a status update on Facebook, I'm always having to choose a different word. Because mm-hmm. I use the swipe technology.
Oh, yeah.
And it chooses the wrong word because maybe I'm sloppy or maybe they think I'm a weirdo. So I decided to, there's one tweet said, I will not be correcting any swipe autocorrects in my next 5 tweets, mm-hmm. although that may take a week or two because I don't tweet that often. But yeah. then I did them all in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one said, if you help someone stall a belly, it oppose... fits that you make an accessory as well.
Yeah.
And that's one of my
agree.
Jokes, but it's all fucked up. And then I hashtagged it autocorrect. Hashtag that makes no sense. And then all Euro and no play makes hack a dip boy. And you know what that was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good one. Favorite right from New York, their year-old godson. What's a pussy? And the New York is a capital NY.
Mm-hmm.
So really what I tried to write was my favorite quote from my 3-year-old godson is, what's a podcast? But instead it said favorite right from New York, their year-old godson, what's a pussy?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty stoked about next month comedy shoe at Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody, because my tweets go to Facebook, and somebody said, Dennis has awesome shoes. And that was kind of funny. And then my last one was, finally, my lady uncorrected tweet that I don't fix the weird that my phone chooses got any. For those late to tire pussy, sorry. That's a classic tweet right there.
That is. That is.
And that was supposed to say, finally, my last uncorrected tweet that I don't fix the way my phone chooses for me. For those late to the party, sorry. But it said, for those late to tire pussy, sorry. So if your pussy's tired, I'm sorry. And then I said, that last tweet made me laugh out loud at myself. Time to go hide these tweets from a Facebook timeline. Linked up. Hashtags are for Twitter.
Do you think hashtags should be used in books? Like in fiction books?
That'd be funny.
Like after every paragraph, you just put a hashtag?
No, no.
Like to summarize the whole paragraph?
No, because sometimes you got footnotes. And if you run out of symbols, you might have to use the hashtag as a footnote, like at the bottom of the page. Does any books use footnotes anymore? Remember those? It'd be like a one or a two, and then you'd have to go to the bottom and read the footnote.
How many fiction books, though?
No, no. I got
except for unless they were like, sci-fi or fantasy books.
To me, that's just
footnotes because you'd wonder what that wizard was.
Yeah, what was that wizard was?
What was a wizard? It was Mr. Wizard.
So, yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, at TagCast Podcast. And come on, tell us, is it too early for Christmas or not?
It is.
And you should just say, hey, I was listening to the show. I don't have an opinion. Or, hey, I was listening to the show. Fuck yes, it's too early for Christmas. Or, hey, I was listening to the show, and I don't even care about that. I just want to know who's listening. And if
me
you'll
too.
Take 5 minutes to pick up your smartphone or get on your computer, go to one of our sites and just say, hey, I'm listening.
That'd be pretty slow if that took you 5 minutes.
Do it, man. I know some of you guys got the fast finger technology with your smartphones and your not so smartphones. Even people like Pat Wambacher with the phones that flip open.
You wanna own a record store?
Oh, fuck, dude.
You got $500,000?
I don't.
There's a store in London that opened in 1979 called On the Beat Records.
Okay.
It's being sold on eBay. And last I checked, it was at $500,000.
The record store?
It has a bunch of, yeah, it includes all the memorabilia on the walls and all everything, all the stocks inside of it.
Huh.
It'd be crazy, huh?
That would be crazy.
The buying of the record store. $500,000.
Hey, is there a fake Iron Sheik on Twitter and a real Iron Sheik?
I'm sure.
Is he the real Iron Sheik or is he just at Iron Sheik?
I'm not sure.
Because the real
Iron
Sheik.
You would have to go to the verified one.
At the real Sheik, it says, I'm no Iron Sheik Jr. I'm the real Iron Sheik, not that no good piece of faggot shit at the Iron Sheik who stole the camel clutch of my father.
I don't know. That sounds authentic.
Iron Sheik. Usually all of his say, go fuck yourself, right? Just about everyone.
Yeah. Something like that. People get weird on Twitter.
They do. They get weird. Hey, I don't know if you've heard about it, but you know that show Workaholics?
Workaholics, yeah.
And you got one of the guys, his real name is Adam Devine. He's kind of the short-haired guy. He's not the guy with the long hair and the mustache, and he's not that other guy with the kind of blonde hair. Anyway, he has a new show on Comedy Central called Adam Devine's House Party.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weekly show where it's like kind of a skitty thing where he's having a party at his house, so he has some skits, and then he has some people come out and do some stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Man Crush is hitting it everywhere.
Yeah,
Ron Funches
was going to be on
there. He was on there, and he did pretty good. Actually, I'm always pleased to see when someone uses super old material, because I have only been doing it for 2 years, and I'm doing some of the same stuff. That, you know, when you find something funny that always works, you want to keep it.
Sure.
And he was doing 6-year-old jokes.
Back in the day before videos and stuff, all you needed was 15 minutes.
That's right. Of fame. And that's what you'd get. But
no, I just meant 15 minutes of material. You could just travel around and use that same 15-year
but he was,
career.
So yeah, that's true. That's true, because nobody'd ever see it.
Mm-hmm.
So then he also did a little skit at the beginning, and he's all, Adam, I made you that rhubarb pie that I said I was going to make. He's like, I slaved over it for a long time or something. And then he's like, he picks it up and he's like, Ron, this is frozen solid. He's like, I knew I forgot something. Little skit. It was kind of funny. Skitty. Yep, I think that real Iron Sheik is not the real Iron Sheik, and he was calling the real Iron Sheik a faggoty piece of shit.
Do you,
whoa.
Have you ever went into a restaurant and just ordered toast?
No.
Have you ever ordered a side of toast?
Usually what I order comes with toast if I want toast.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah.
I've never ordered a side of toast.
All right. In San Francisco, if you order toast, it's
$4. $4 for what? 2 pieces of toast?
I would hope.
You get a $5 glass of orange juice that's about fucking a shot glass.
Somebody in San Francisco paid $6 for coffee and toast, and $4 though it was toast. Seems weird, because normally coffee would be $6 alone.
Well, not at a little. That's only if you're going to Starfuckers.
So she's calling for the city to come back down to earth on their prices.
Yeah.
Not everybody there is a tech mogul, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe they should just move someplace cheaper.
Yeah, maybe they should.
Or just go and buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah, you probably have a toaster at home.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have coffee and toast.
Bread's almost $4 a loaf, though.
No butter. Not where I buy it.
Where do you buy it?
At the grocery store.
Now, where's that at?
I don't know. I buy it at Dairy Mart and Walmart.
What kind of bread you buy?
Shitty cheap bread.
Do you use bread to buy bread?
No, I use plastic to buy bread. We buy, I don't know what it is.
Oven Joy?
At Walmart, yeah, usually. Mm-hmm. But I get bread for when I even have to buy at the expensive small town market that I...
Mm-hmm.
It's not super expensive, but compared to the big chains, it is. I think it's $1.79
loaf. Yeah.
But you can get
pretty cheap.
You can get the $4 loaves if you want to get
Franz
or Williams or Wonder Bread.
Yep.
The Wonder Bread all squishing up in my
Wonder Bread is weird because it's just, I don't know, it's wondrous.
It's like cotton.
It is.
It's just so... And there's one thing, I don't know if he ever listens to the show, it'd be funny if he listened to this one, but My stepson, Mike, he does something. I've told him before. I'm not going to tell him no more. He fucking gets the bread out, and then he'll, like, twist the, you know, like, hold the thing and twist it up, like, spin it, mm-hmm. spin the bread and twist it, and then, like, he's fucking smashes the fuck out of the bread. Like, the first two or three pieces, luckily, I go four deep.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I've been having to go, like, eight deep, and if there's not eight pieces left, so he twists it up super tight, and then pulls the twisted thing down underneath it, you know, make, I guess that's sealing it off. So mm-hmm. the first three pieces
trying to
are
get
all
the air out of there.
I don't know what he's doing, man.
You know, you get one of those.
I just fold it nicely and set it, and that's still the weight of the bread is keeping the fucking thing shut.
Yeah.
Fucking kill
yeah,
him.
You don't need more than a couple folds.
Oh, man. He's like. It's like a fucking
it might be like,
bungee cord on there.
It might be like an addiction, like heroin. You know, sometimes the addiction is shoving the needle in
yeah.
rather than the actual drug. And so maybe he's just, he likes spinning those loaves.
I think he's afraid of stuff going bad and like eating something that's going to make him sick. He says a lot of stuff about stuff like that. And he's been getting a bunch of little tattoos, like, here and there on his arms that he's mm-hmm. probably going to eventually make into a sleeve. Like, he got mom, dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Pentagram. Music note. Treble clef.
They got those storage things that hold bread that you can just dump all the slices out, and then it's just like a plastic square thing.
Yeah, fuck
rectangle
that.
Rectangle thing.
Fuck that shit. But he's always worried about his tattoos. Like, is this infected? It's like red. It hurts super bad. I was like,
you should get on some Aflac because you could get paid for being a hypochondriac.
I said it's like 1,000 puncture wounds. Like you sat there and let someone puncture wound you for like 30 minutes and your body's going, what the fuck are you doing to me right mm-hmm. now? And it's flared up and it's going, I'm going to heal now. And he's like, yeah, but it's redder than the other one and it hurts way worse. You think it's infected? Like, dude, you're going to know when it's infected. If it starts turning green and gets all pussy, mm-hmm. that's when you need to start worrying.
Yeah, when your arm falls off.
You shouldn't be doing living room tattoos if you're worried about that anyway. Mm-hmm. If you go to a shop, everything's super sterile. Some people still worry about it then.
Yep.
I don't fucking care. I need some new ink, though. Anybody want to buy me a new tattoo for Christmas? Make your checks payable to the TagCast podcast. Care of tattoo.
You used to get a loaf of bread tattooed on you.
I would do it for free if yeah. someone was do it for free. What would that represent?
I don't know. Loafing.
Or that I've got lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
Check out my bread. I'm gargling up fucking some shit.
What about a Gene Simmons face tattoo?
Fuck that punk.
With the one with his hair in the little spike, the fro spike that he does.
To be perfectly honest with you, I would rather get a fucking tattoo of Richard Simmons than Gene Simmons.
Whoa! Wow, now there's something. Now there's something going there.
I love Kiss from the back uh-huh. in the day, but he, I, E, I, O. I don't like him very much. He's a douchebag.
Do you think Richard Simmons is the father of Carrot Top?
I think he's the incestuous child of Gene and Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Half-sister Richard.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I don't know where he got the red hair, though, but man, his fucking eyebrows are weird, and his face is all Botoxed out, isn't it? Is that what it is?
He gets his eyebrows Botoxed.
That's fucking weird, dude. I just look at him, and whenever I see recent pictures of him, he's like, you look fucking so weird. Is that part of his thing? He just wants to look weird so people will laugh at him if he's just pulling out something. Look at this thing I made. It's a prop, and it's funny. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Look at this next prop. This is another funny thing I have.
If you're a comedian and you have funny hair, you might as well use it to your advantage, I guess.
So, accentuate your hairline with crazy puffed out Botox eyebrows
mm-hmm.
that are orange.
Yeah. I don't know why he did that. I think he did drink too much carrot juice,
yeah.
which can kill you.
Whoa. Do you know who Richie Incognito is?
Yeah.
Who is it?
That's the guy I was just telling you about that was kicked or that one guy left the football team because that guy was harassing him.
Oh, well, Iron Cheek says, Richie Incognito, suck my black dick. That's a tweet.
Funny. Yeah. That's because the other guy's saying he's not a racist.
Oh.
I don't think Iron Cheek is black, though.
He's
is he?
Not. That's why I thought it was funny. Like a weird. Yeah. Weirdo. Yeah.
That Incognito guy is just a tool. If there ever was a tool, he's a tool.
Do we know what that is? Did we figure that out? I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. Nope. When it comes to determining the actual.
What's sharper, though, a tool in the shed or a crayon?
A crayon?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you say a crayon?
Like crayon.
I thought you meant the Bible for those people over there.
The crayon?
Yeah.
The crayon?
What's sharper tool
in
the shed?
No, it's more like a crayon, like a cranberry.
What's the sharpest tool in the shed? A knife or the crayon?
Well, it depends on which one you sharpen the most.
A crayon.
I would say it would probably be a sickle.
Motor or pop?
No, like a Grim Reaper sickle.
Oh! Hey, I wonder if they have those like a treat. A Grim Reaper sickle. They should have those around Halloween.
That's,
like,
that's what the fudge sickle is.
No, it's a little popsicle that's shaped like a fucking sigh. How do you say that?
Is it from the Duck Dynasty?
No, that fucking thing that he holds. Which, by the way, the scythe.
Yeah, the scythe.
It's got a TH on it.
Scythe sickle.
Scythe sickle. I want to swing my scythe sickle. Wait, scythe. Soul scythe.
You want to hear some food facts?
Five food facts? I do.
All right, some food facts. In Tibet, a common drink is butter tea. It is made from yak butter, salt, and tea.
Yak butter?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
And the average Tibetan can drink 50 to 60 cups of this tea in a day.
Well, that's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The ancient Mayans made hot chocolate. They added chilies and corn to it.
That took me a second to realize that I think that's fucking gross.
Mm-hmm. I think it was more corn meal than, like, actual corn kernels.
Right. Still, though.
No one really knows when donuts were invented or who invented them.
Nobody knows who made those donuts. Well, that's weird. If you'd like to claim that your family invented donuts, please leave us a message on our Facebook or our Twitter. Donuts. Unknown who made them.
These three foods taste the same with your nose plugged. Apples, potatoes, and onions.
I've seen people. I don't believe that. I don't believe that an onion would taste the same with your nose plugged.
I just said it.
It
says fact right here on the internet.
Well, we've talked about how there's true facts and false facts. But that would be a good challenge that if I would, I would have to be prompted by something to take it, but to take a nose-plugged bite of a potato,
mm-hmm.
an apple, and an onion, and see if I could tell which one was which. Blindfold.
Once, yeah.
Nose
warning,
plug.
Though. Once you unblock your nose, you can tell what you were eating.
Well, I would just chew it up and spit it out, just so I would not have the chance of swallowing an onion. But I don't see how that would. I don't believe that. I don't think I can believe that unless I try it.
All right.
So that almost makes me want
to
try.
You would have to have three apples and three onions in front of you, blindfold you, and take a bite out of each one and tell us what it is.
I might not be able to differentiate between a potato and an apple, but I'm telling you, that onion, I don't know. I think I would have to know. Maybe not, though. I'll take the challenge.
When an egg floats in water, you should not eat it.
Huh.
Did you know that one?
Dan Kroll had posted something about that because someone had asked, how do I know if my eggs are too old?
Yep. Yeah, gases build up in them, and they make it more floatable.
That's pretty weird.
You know, banana trees are not actually trees.
It's a root vegetable.
Yeah, it is. And it is also an herb. It's a giant herb.
Herb Alpert.
Yeah, it's not a trunk, it's just a stem.
That's a big fucking stem. Like weed.
Did you know the term brain freeze was invented by 7-Eleven?
Do you invent a term or do you coin it? Coin a phrase?
Apparently you invent.
Invent a term.
Yep.
Brain freeze from the Slurpees, right?
Yeah. The scientific term, though, is... sphenopalatine.
I was close.
Ganglioneuralgia.
Ganglioneuralgia. Yep. It sounds like it's Italian. The Slurpees originated in Italia with Italian sodas. Is that true? I do not know.
It normally takes 30 to 60 seconds to get over the swelling in your head.
That sounds like a movie. 30 to 60 seconds.
Ketchup was originally a fish sauce in the Orient.
Originally? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're all used to soy sauce and fucking hot sauce, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, what's this tomato paste stuff?
Yeah. Well, they probably put fish stuff in
there. Oh, you put this on your fish, it tastes very good.
Yeah, early ketchups were made with fish and spices or mushrooms.
They made with fish?
Yeah, you can still get mushroom ketchup in the UK.
Oh, the mushroom ketchup. UK. You dirty cunt.
Yeah, it is known, the mushroom ketchup is known to stimulate the human taste sense umami.
Your mama.
Which is savory.
Umami.
And 7-Up had lithium until 1950.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you not so crazy, though, right?
Yeah.
Now we found out if you drink 7-Up, you like it, it likes you.
Yeah.
That's why they called it that, because it was full of lithium. And they're like, hey, let's make some watch batteries out of this shit. And I'm like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be putting this in our soda pop. You know, Coca-Cola used to put cocaine in theirs, but now they don't anymore because there's too many people that are addicted to it in New York, the dance clubs. And then, wait, that was the 70s, not the 50s. I don't know what I'm talking about. Did you know that 80% of all animal species on Earth have six or more legs?
Six?
Yep.
80%?
Yep.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's way more than us. Got any more food facts for us?
I don't.
Okay, good. I got something for you about Bob Marley. I like to listen to Bob Marley back in the day. I haven't listened to Bob in a long time, but I do have about four of his CDs.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that he was a half-black? He's an Oreo. He was a mulatto.
So he was half-Jamaican then?
No. His father was a white Englishman who was approximately 60 years old when he impregnated his mother, who was only 18 at the time.
Now, Bob Marley had 83 kids with 67 women, right?
No. Real? What? I thought he had five kids.
Yeah, but they were all different mothers?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know a lot about Bob Marley. I just found out the fact that he was a half-black, and I guess it would be a Jamaican mother. A white Englishman was probably, 60 years old, bedding down an 18-year-old girl getting her pregnant.
Well,
that's it.
She's a Jamaican girl, he was probably on a business trip.
And she was probably a working girl.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all legit.
Because that still goes on to where, like, rich businessmen go over to seas to have sex with young girls.
I know. That's why I always wanted to be a businessman, but I never... I decided to be a rock star instead, and that just didn't quite pan out.
Well,
as far as that...
Still just trip over to Cuba.
Trip over to Cuba?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that over there?
Mm-hmm. You could trip over a rock.
Help, I'm a rock.
Mm-hmm.
I tripped over a rock. So we were talking about...
Tripping the Lights Fandango.
Is that a ZZ Top collaboration with Paul McCartney?
Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney and ZZ Top.
Yeah, it was Procol...
Harum.
Harum. Right? Didn't they do Trip the Lights Fandango?
But that's not what they say, do they?
Well, I don't know, isn't it?
I don't know what he says.
That's from Whiter Shade of Pale, right?
Trip the Lights Fandango.
Yeah, I always thought he said something Lights Fandango.
What's a Fandango, anyway? I thought he said I spent the last Fandango. Maybe it's money.
He bought the last Mandingo?
Yeah. Hey, the dingo stole my baby. I'm buying a black person to have him fight with other people. That's a Mandingo, right? Now, is that a myth or is that a real thing? Because in the Quentin Tarantino movie, Django Unchained, they pretended like it was a real thing. Uh-huh. But I've heard certain people say, and I've read in certain spaces, that that is not a real thing. The Mandingos. Hey there, Mandingo.
You mean that the black men weren't made to fight each other?
Yeah.
In slavery times?
Yeah.
I think that probably happened, though.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
He said, we skip the light, Fandango, turned car wheels across the floor.
Oh, they skip it, not trip it.
Yep.
So what does that even mean?
And turned car wheels across the floor.
What's a fucking Fandango?
I was feeling kind of sick. Sick.
Sick, sick?
So sick.
I'm so sick.
And then, as the ceiling flew away, the waiter brought a tray.
The waiter brought a tray?
Yeah, I skipped a line on that.
The fuck's that even mean? You skipped the line, Fandango?
I skipped the line, Fandango.
Excuse me.
It sounds like it's about an acid trip. Yeah. My mouth, by then like cardboard, seemed to slip straight through my head. So he crashed drive straight away quickly and attacked the ocean bed.
Huh. Those guys were on drugs, dude.
Yeah, I think it's about a mermaid.
You know who was...
It's a mermaid story.
Oh, that reminds me of that show we were talking about on Monday called Eastbound and Down. The team that he plays for when he comes to Myrtle Beach is the Mermen. It's a baseball team called the Mermen.
Fandango is a movie website.
No, it's not. That's not the, so how did ZZ Top know about that back in 1972? Or 76? Fuck, those guys were ahead of their times for just some hillbillies from Tejas.
It's a lively couples dance from Portugal, usually in triple meter, traditionally accompanied by guitars, castanets, or hand jives.
So they skip the dance and just fucking spin some cartwheels instead.
Yep. They skip the dance and turn cartwheels on the seat.
The cartwheels aren't dancing. Mm-hmm. It's not a dance. What the fuck's up with that shit?
Guitars, castanets, or hand clapping.
Where's so he kept the castanets? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Isn't that...
All right.
What's that one song with the hand clapping in there?
Talk show.
No.
Wait.
Oh, the CCR song.
Oh, you mean John Fogerty?
Oh, is it John Fogerty? Is that a single?
Put Me in Coach?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's John Fogerty, dude. And he got sued for that record for sounding too much like CCR. Do you remember that?
Yep, he did. I remember that.
He won, though.
You can sing Fandango, too.
Fandango. Fandango. Come to the Fandango.
Fandango usually follows the structure of four or five octosyllabic verses.
Sun Fandango?
Mm-hmm. Sung.
Oh, sung.
Like as in Fandango being sung.
That sounds like a Chinese person.
Yeah. Occasionally the first copla is repeated. You know what a copla is?
I am Sun Fandango. I know not what a copla is. Yeah. I know what a coda is.
The meter is similar to bolero or seguidilla.
Bolero. Whoa. Bolero.
Oh, well, here's another. As a result of the extravagant features of the dance, the word fandango is used as a synonym for a quarrel, a big fuss, or a brilliant exploit. So maybe they skipped the brilliant exploit.
They could have skipped any of those things and just fucking started flipping cartwheels across the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they're like all white, like they're out of breath and they can't.
No, that was the mermaids turning whiter shade of pale. That was the mermaids.
But those things are usually fish colored.
I don't know. Yeah.
I was wondering, I was reading this story here and I was wondering if Floyd McCulloch, if he carries any of that racist paint that they have.
Racist paint?
Yeah, there's some new racist paint out on the market.
I don't know what that means.
I didn't either, but there's been a complaint officially filed against a paint producer that labeled the beige color in their line of paint as skin colored. Now, that's bullshit because all skin's different colors. So, this is a person.
That's not even racist, though.
Well, by renaming beige to skin color, they show that there is a whiteness norm in society. It is completely sick that they just rename beige to skin color when black and brown are also skin.
But how many people in the world do you think that that exact skin color matches?
Huh.
That exact color.
I don't think it'd probably match anybody's skin exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, remember, what did you have to use when you were coloring with the Korans? With the I used to color my Koran with a crayon, and whenever I used to try to make skin, I'd always have to use peach.
Yeah, peach. Or I would use white because I was always taught that you just paint. Yeah, white. And then it would look.
You're not white though. You
I know,
white.
But I was just if I was trying to make a white person, I'd always use the white crayon because that's what I
See, and this falls under our category.
They weren't called peach people.
I almost forgot and overlooked the fact that this is Crazy Swedes at action right now. It was a 14-year-old who complained. So what the fuck does that mean? She's just being like, oh, all emo and stuff. Like, the father said that his daughter might have been motivated by her little sister who has brown skin, but according to the paint manufacturer, she has no skin color. What the fuck does that even mean? She has no skin color?
Oh, because...
they don't see color.
Well, either that or isn't black the absence of color?
Well, she's brown, though.
Oh.
She's a brown-skinned fucking Swede. Hmm. I think the company just looked at themselves and imagines that's what skin is.
I don't know, you know. Why would you be selling paint anyway?
That's skin-colored.
Skin color. I'm going to paint my walls in skin color. Nobody wants to fucking do that.
Maybe you want
to
paint a big vagina mural on your wall.
Yeah, I don't know. If you want to paint your walls human flesh.
Do you want to do that later?
Paint walls like human flesh?
No, paint a vagina mural on your wall.
All right.
There's a big open spot right there by your guitar hanger.
Let's do it.
Just have a big pussy wall. You could put holes in it and charge people to come over here and fuck your glory hole. You know, you were talking last week about that bacon deodorant?
Yeah.
Is that the only one in the world? Is that out of Seattle?
I don't know.
It says meaty fresh on it.
Yeah.
And it's called Power Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
It's only for the holiday season.
It's a strip of deodorant.
It's $9.99 a stick. Dude, I get my deodorant for like $2.89.
You're going to get, like, zits on your underarms, though, if you use it, because it's just bacon grease in there.
Is it?
How else would you get bacon-scented shit?
They got sriracha candy canes. The same
company. That sriracha thing is fucking over fucking
Did you hear about the sriracha factory in California where the people were complaining about the fucking smell?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to shut it down, and they said, no, we can't, because that's our business. So I don't even know if I've ever tried it. But they
it's
say
just a chili sauce.
Yeah.
That fucking people put on to mask flavors. It's like a ketchup, you know? People love it so much that they just put it on anything, and then that's all they end up tasting is that. And so.
They should, instead of it being deodorant, they should just have it in a stick form like deodorant where you could just lick it with your tongue.
Why don't they have the sriracha deodorant where you're wiping chili pepper on your arms?
That probably wouldn't be very good for your pores.
Yeah.
So he says, warm up your taste buds with this sriracha candy canes. They recommend using it as a stirrer in a holiday drink or sprinkling crushed sriracha candy canes over ice cream for cheap thrills.
Cheap thrills? How much are they?
Doesn't say.
Well, that ain't cheap to me.
That's right. You know they're going to be a lot because they're supposed to be some thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Power Bacon deodorant stick.
Here's something similar. Did you know that do you ever take herbal supplementes?
I don't, but once in a while I'll pop a couple of my dad's when I'm down there.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't.
Like pills? Oh, not herbal, like multivitimins, not herbal. Sorry, I misunderstood.
They tested 44 bottles from 12 companies of herbal supplements.
Yeah, those are all bullshit.
And found one-third were missing the herbs they were supposed to have.
But they had other shit in them that you didn't want or need, right?
Yeah, like St. John's wort and echinacea. They had, like, fillers, like rice and soybeans.
That's good for
and
you.
And weeds that would cause side effects, like puking and farts. And they might even give you nut allergies.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Puking, farts, and nut allergies.
I used to take echinacea once in a while because it was a better way to clean out the system than niacin. Or it didn't hurt as much as niacin.
I freaked out on some niacin one time.
Niacin's nasty, man, if you got some toxins going on.
Yeah, that's what my girlfriend was trying to do. I think I've already told the story on the podcast.
It'll burn it right out of you.
Oh, man, I was all red and shit and just flushed as fuck.
Burning,
hot. Oh, yeah.
Gut-wrenching.
She's all getting in the bathtub and cold water. I'm like, that's not going to do anything. It didn't. Yeah. Didn't do nothing.
Yeah, you just got to ride it out.
Yep, that's what I did. I rode it.
Yep.
Like a fucking hog.
And then you go, oh, fuck, man. I'll never do that again.
Hey, have you ever tried wearing a cheeseburger for a sandal?
No, but I thought you were going to say a hat.
Well, I threw you for a loop then. Luckily, you didn't know what I was going to say.
A cheeseburger sandal?
It's like a sandwich sandal almost.
Like,
let me see if I can see where this... Oh, this is Crazy Georgonians. We always... It seems like there's like five regions that have the craziest story. It's Florida, yeah. Georgia, Sweden, Canada, and Oregon. This woman wears a cheeseburger as a sandal after a drunken sex debacle in a Waffle House parking lot. This isn't exactly a Cinderella story. After getting caught having drunken sex in the parking lot outside a Waffle House in Loganville, Georgia, a woman tried to wear a cheeseburger as a sandal when police officer instructed that she put on her clothes.
Whoa.
Apparently, the clothes includes a shoe, which she thought the cheeseburger was one of her shoes. The officer was observed, or he observed the couple having sex in the back seat of a Dodge truck, noted that they were very loud and argumentative, so they were fighting and fucking. Mm-hmm. Unsurprisingly, it was reported that the vehicle smelled strongly of alcohol and pussy. A breathalyzer test was performed on both parties, and the man blew another man. No, just kidding. He blew a .154. Wow. Oh, that's not too much. That's double. While the woman had a whopper on her foot. No, she blew a whopping .216.
Wow.
Almost three times the legal limit.
That's huge.
That's a big one to be blowing. They were both staggering, and their speech was borderline indecipherable. Both subjects were arrested on public drunkenness and loitering charges. But it still doesn't really say how she tried to go about putting the cheeseburger on her foot. She weighed in on the woman's choice of flavor for footwear. I guess that would speak to her level of intoxication when she tried to put a cheeseburger on her foot.
Yeah.
So those crazy Georgians.
You know, how would you even arrive at wanting to do that?
Just like
maybe there is a fetish where you like feet and food, right?
Yeah.
Or like so maybe that's what it is.
Some people like sucking on toes.
Mm-hmm. You figure, oh, if I'm going to be going anywhere, I'm going to get this out of the way because that's why I bought that cheeseburger.
Ladies know that mm-hmm. it's hard to find a boyfriend who sucks toe. But, I was going to see what that said, but that's an ironic story. A cemetery worker was crushed to death by a tumbling tombstone. They should have just used that tombstone for him and left him where he was.
What do you want on your tombstone?
What do you want under your tombstone?
What do you want on your pizza now?
I want a cemetery worker. Speaking of pizza now, that is some good stuff. And I got invited to a birthday party at Pizza King.
Uh-huh.
That fucking shit is crap.
Yeah.
That pizza's no good.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
I didn't.
No.
I didn't. And I don't know if it's because I had to pay for it or if it was because it just was. We got like a medium pizza, which was enough for the two of us.
They're spendy there.
It was $13, I think, for which is more than. Oh, I think the most. It was $13.25, I should say, which is more than any pizza at Pizza Now.
Plus,
you got
drinks.
It was smaller. Now, this is the cool thing. That Pizza Now, we're going to be heading there, and we're going to be getting some pizza and eating it, and it's going to be delicious. And I told my wife while we were there, still, my top two favorite pizzas are Papa's Pizza and Pizza Now, not necessarily in that order, because Papa's Pizza is fucking spendy. Any pizza place is spendy compared to this little mom and pop, I call it. Little pizzeria. It's family owned.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's family operated, but it's a community thing. It's not a chain. It's just one family business, and they put a lot into their pizzas, like pepperoni, sausage. They got some spinach on one of them, I think.
That owner of Pizza King, too, she's always traveling around.
So, yeah, probably.
Going to different places in Italy and learning how to cook.
This was a surprise birthday party, which I'd never been to a successful surprise birthday party where the person...
Ever? That, how many surprise parties have you been to?
Just a handful, maybe two or three.
But you never...
They always knew.
Out?
No, they always knew. You know, it was never one where they generally came in the room and went... So, it was Jake Quinette. It's not even his birthday. Oh, it's birthday today. Happy birthday, Jake Quinette, on Wednesday. So, on Saturday... His wife had invited us and a bunch of his friends. There was probably about 30 people there, mostly family. But anyway, so we got there at 6 when she said we should get there. And she's like, okay, everybody was there. She goes, I haven't called him yet. She's like, I'm at the grocery store getting food for dinner. And so she called him and said, I broke down. The car won't start. I broke down. And he's like, fuck. He was pissed. Because he just had to pay a bunch of money for tires, and he doesn't have very much money. You know, times are tight. And so she's like, yeah, I'm down by Pizza King. And he's like, why are you – I thought you were going to Kohl's after you – she goes, well, I did, but then her daughter wanted to come down here to go somewhere. It doesn't matter where I am or why I am where I am. I'm broke down. You need to get here as soon as you can. He's like, I was rummaging around in the fucking – garage trying to find some tools in case I had to fuck with shit or whatever, and I was pissed the whole way. And then she's like, well, since we're here, she's like, we should just get something to eat. She's like, aren't you hungry? She goes, because it's going to be like before we get the car started and get home and make dinner, we should just go in. And comes in right in the door, and there's like all those people. Oh, surprise. He was just walking around going, I'm fucking stunned. And one of his friends, I don't know him, must be someone he works with, or I think I saw him at the wedding, but he's like, I'm stunned. And the guy goes, what? He's like, I'm stunned. He's like, you're stoned? He lit it, because it was loud in there. He thought he was saying, I'm stoned. He's like, I thought you were saying, I'm stoned. You kept saying it louder. I was like, what are you saying? You're stoned? He's like, no, I'm stunned. Totally stunned. So that was kind of cool that Julie pulled that off for him. So happy 40th to JQ, and have fun working tonight, buddy. He's been working like 12s all the time, poor fella. But anyway, yeah, Pizza Now. We're going to go eat some of that shit. Where are we on this? Do we need to do we got to get to Hans here.
Yeah.
Thought we had another birthday. We're not even going to do the birthday song, but while I get to what's in Hans' CD player, today, birthday celebrity style, Aldo Nova. Remember him?
Yeah.
Life is Just a Fantasy. Did we talk about this before? He used to write hit songs for Celine Dion.
Really?
Yeah, after his fantasy. And then he was probably living his own fantasy.
So apparently, that reminded me of a Supernatural episode.
Yeah.
Where, I can't remember which demon it was. Balthazar? You familiar with that guy?
Balthazar?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
He's a demon. And he went back and, I think it was him, anyway.
It was one of those demon fuckers.
Yeah, it was somebody. One of those angels or demons. But they went back in time and unsunk the Titanic.
Whoa.
Saved the Titanic. In the timeline, just because they thought it was an awful movie and they didn't want to listen to that Celine Dion song anymore. And they're like, they asked him why he unsunk the Titanic, because they found out. And he's like, I got tired of that the awful movie. And they're like, what movie? And he's like, exactly. And then they said something about Celine Dion. And they're like, who's Celine Dion? And they're like, oh, she's just
exactly.
some two-bit lounge singer in Canada. Let's keep it that way.
I am the greatest singer in the world.
Yeah.
I remember that Anna Gasteyer from Saturday Night Live used to do an awesome Celine Dion.
I am the greatest singer in the world. Celine also, happy birthday to comic actor. Didn't know he was as old as this. Steve Zahn. He's been in several funny movies.
A mm-hmm.
couple halfway serious movies. And some kind of gritty movies. He's been in a lot of movies.
Yes.
He's been in a it's lot a of different movies. And I
he's
like
a good
that
movie.
Guy. He's a good movie guy. He's a good movie actor. Mm-hmm. And how old do you think he is today? Because Aldo Nova forgot to mention 57.
Steve Zahn is 47.
Dude, 46. That was very close. I would have thought he was like 39 or 40 maybe. I don't know why.
No, he's been Zahning it up longer than that.
He's in the Hans Zahn. What if Hans's last name was Zahn?
Hans Zahn.
Fucking awesome. Hans, you should change your name to What's in Hans Zahn's CD? Find out now. Hans Zahn.
What's in Hans Zahn's CD player? It's always something cool.
Because he got it from Christian Slater. He's going classic rock on us this week and best ofs.
Huh?
So it's another best of 70s classic rock. Former guitarist for Humble Pie, then he became the guitarist for his band that I think he might have influenced the name of one of your bands.
OF?
Yeah.
Peter Frampton.
That's right. The best of Peter Frampton. Do you feel like we do?
Did he feel like that? Did he feel like that, Hans?
Now, Hans, does he say, I want to thank you or I want to fuck you? What does he say? Because when I was a kid, everybody used to always say, I can't believe they let him get away with saying, I want to fuck you through the wah-wah pedal. But I want to...
Isn't that what ZZ Top had on that one song, too, right?
You have to love me, but you did,
yep.
But you did, but you did. The Fandango.
Now, I don't know if it's a, you didn't have to, when I spanked you. I don't know.
Here's some Steve Zahn films.
Steve
have you
Zahn
seen
film?
Reality Zahn. Bites?
I saw it when it first came out one time through, but it was like at a party where there was a bunch of stuff going on. Ben
uh-huh.
Stiller.
Yeah, he directed it.
Had some other Janine Garofalo possibly?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Probably. He was also in You've Got the Mail. Da-ding.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Kids
You've
today probably
mail.
Don't even know that
mail.
Like thing, right?
Got mail.
That you got mail was a thing.
I got mail. Hey.
He was in. He played Monty the Mouth and Stuart Little. Did you ever watch that movie?
No. We now have a guest performance from Special Ed. Yay!
He was in Saving Silverman.
I saw that movie. Had Jack Black. Jack Black.
Employee of the month.
Ding. You've got mail. You've got mail.
Strange Wilderness.
That was kind of good. Funny.
He was in Lego, The Adventures of Clutch Powers 2.
Never saw that one coming.
He was in a plethora of Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies.
How many are there?
At least three.
Oh, did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Information Highway.
He's plays in this year's Escape from Planet Earth.
Dude, there was another one that he was in with some chick and they were on vacation in Hawaii or something and some people were chasing him. And was that Strange Wilderness or is that a comedy?
I'm not sure.
Was he not in like American Pie?
No, he was not in American Pie.
No.
He was on All My Children.
What?
Mm-hmm. He was also in Friends. He was on Monk. He played Jack Monk Jr.
Wow.
He was Monk's other brother.
This is my other brother, Monk Zahn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a busy boy.
Yeah.
He's doing all kinds of shit.
He played Eric in The Knights of Badassdom.
Awesome.
And Pig, Babe in Two, Babe in the City is the greatest movie ever.
That's not true.
Pig Two.
Pig Two. Pig Two, Babe in the City. That's about some fat model that lives in New York. Pig Two, Babe in the City. Oh, you been playing any video games?
No.
I've been playing some shooter games.
Oh, yeah? Which ones? World of Warcraft?
Medal of Honor.
All right, Medal of Honor.
Where they're paratroopers?
Uh-huh.
Medal of Honor Heroes.
Uh-huh. Are you heroing it up?
I'm killing 200-300 people per mission.
Don't you think, isn't playing that game messing up your swing on woods?
No, not too bad.
All right.
You know what else I've been playing?
Huh. Oh, really?
You know that game?
Yeah.
Wait, I'll play right now.
Oh. You already screwed up. You took the wrong path.
I know.
Haven't you read the book on how to take every maze?
No, I went online and they're all fucked up on it, but... So if you don't do it perfect, dude, you'll die.
Mm-hmm.
See what they're going to catch me right now. I'll get all three of these fuckers. Watch this.
Oh, there he goes.
Yep, so I've been playing a lot of Pac-Man. I got 64,000.
I don't know.
Which is pretty weak, but whatever.
The real one is Miss Pac-Man, though.
That's the real one? That was the secondary one.
I know, but that's the one that the championships are... rolling on, I think.
Do they
had a faster engine. You could crank up those things, and it was...
Do they have different patterns for Miss Pac-Man? It's slightly different patterns for each level?
I think so. It depends on the computer chip, because there's different computer chips you can put in the machines.
So you can fuck with people when they think they've mastered Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, there was a few different ones going on. Yeah, you can buy the chipboard sets.
Chipboard?
Yep.
Chipboard. 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 Yeah.
I played some Miss Pac-Man back in my day.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I did. I think I played more of regular Pac-Man, though. I think. I don't know.
Galaga?
Hey. What? Galaga?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Galaga. I thought you were talking about the comedian Gallagher. Hey, don't forget, after I get done recording this episode, I'm headed straight for Medford. If you're in the Medford area, you're probably not listening to this podcast, but hey. Stranger things have happened. I still don't know where I'm going, but it's a 3-hour drive. A 3-hour
drive.
And then we're going to get a hotel or a motel or some kind of room. It didn't say motel. It said room. So I'm hoping this is not like a storage closet or something that was
getting... Oh, it's a room.
It's a room with a... It's a womb.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a room.
I hope it's a room. And
rooms that you stay in on a comedy tour are well known, right?
I don't know.
Like,
are they? I haven't started yet.
Yeah.
I'm new to the womb.
Well, just think of all the comics that I've toured through have probably all stayed in that room.
Stories about the comedy rooms from comics that get the worst motels. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I talked my wife into going with me because I'm kind of scared.
Are you?
Not really, but a little bit.
It's a new thing.
Yeah. It's 3 hours away and it's the farthest from my own home area that I'll have performed. And if I can bring myself to do this, then maybe I can bring myself to go do Idaho Falls for a triple run and do Hermiston and like fucking Kennewick or something stupid, which...
Why don't you know the falls?
I know, huh? Wow. Idaho Falls. Why don't I know the falls? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I thought you said I don't know falls.
I know falls, dude.
Oh, okay.
Pocatello, I don't know falls. All right, we're going to go get some pizza.
Pizza!
And then we're going to eat some pizza. You want a pizza me? You want a pizza me? Come on. That's a Chris Castles joke.
I watched some Raging Bull the other day.
Some what?
Raging Bull.
A Raging Bull. Yeah, that's a black and white movie.
It is.
It's pretty good, though.
De
Niro.
Pesci in there is about like 12, isn't he?
Maybe 15. It's like, hey, you want a piece of meat? Pizza? You want to eat some pizza with me? Come on, what's funny? I make you laugh? Am I a clown? I haven't done that yet. I'm 14, all right? But welcome to the Joe Pesci Show. I'm Joe Pesci. I'm going to talk about goth and comedy live on Friday's show because that was hilarious.
I
didn't get to it today.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys. Get out and do some humping.
Yeah, and rock on.
And go to Pizza Now. They're located at 1705 Southeast Hill Street in Albany, Oregon. Call them 928-0900. That's in the 541, wrapping it up. Pizza Now. We'll talk to you guys Friday.
All right, on.
Hey, Taggets, ready for some butt plugs? No, I knew you weren't. Okay, so these are plugs for shows that are coming up, either or comedy or rock and roll, heavy metal, whatever. Entertainment, live entertainment. Go support it or else everybody will just stay home and watch their computer all day. Every second Friday of the month at Cornucopia in Eugene, it's pantsless comedy. I've never seen anyone perform with their pants off, but that's what they call it. It's a free showcase, and there's always some great comedy down there, hosted by Carmichael McGee, even though he doesn't go by that anymore, Mike McGowan. And then every Wednesday at Tiny Tavern, open mic comedy there, and every Thursday, the Green Room open comedy. And the last Saturday of every month is Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage. I usually will be doing that most months. I'm available. And comedy is advertised at the Granary is also every last Saturday of the month, but that's later on in the evening, so you can usually catch two comedy shows in Eugene on the last Saturday of the month, every month. So that's something to keep in mind, because laughter is the best medicine, and it'll keep you healthy. Here's some music shows that are coming up. I've got a very discombobulated list of shows that I'm going to try to weed through here. What's happening? Monster Magnet's coming to the Hawthorne Theater on November 24th. Morbid Angel on the 26th, same place, with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering. December 9th, same place, Hawthorne Theater. It's the place to be. High on Fire will be playing. Lord Dying and the Nether Regions will be playing on November 29th at the Analog Cafe up in Portland. It should be a great show as well. December 7th, Wehrmacht, Toe Tag, World of Lies, Spawn, and Roadkill Carnivore. Great death metal lineup there at Slab Town and PDX. January 17th, DRI, World of Lies, and a few other bands at the Hawthorne Theater. That's where all the good metal shows are these days, except for this one, Suicidal Tendencies, December 3rd at the Wonder Ballroom. Neurosis, November 23rd, Hawthorne Theater. Creator and Overkill is on Wednesday at the Hawthorne Theater. Let's see. I got a couple more. This one I've been waiting to tell you. It's December 6th. I guess I told you last week, but it's at the Denny's Lounge here in Albany, right off the freeway there. We're having the Grand Slam Comedy Show this month on the 6th. It's actually next month. It's the first installment. It'll be featuring Seth Milstein, Mac Chase, Mike McGowan, who else? Oh, me. That's right. Terry Guile. I'm going to try to do a headlining set. 45 minutes of me talking into a microphone. Like, you don't get enough of that here on the podcast, right? And also, here's the big news for any Victims of Internal Decay's fans. If you don't know, we've been practicing. We have scheduled our first show in Portland, and it's February 7th. That's a Friday night. It's going to be with Spawn and World of Lies, Truculence, and Warcrank? Yeah, that's what it is. With a K, Warcrank. I don't know what that even means, but should be a good show. That's also at Slab Town in Portland. We'll have lots more details coming soon, but it's penned in. Everybody is committed, so that's going to be cool. The last show I want to mention is January 31st, Zappa Plays Zappa. That's Dweezil Zappa and a ton of Zappa alumni. They get together and play songs like the one you're hearing in the background here. That's going to be at the Roseland Theater. Tickets are expensive, but that's because you're getting a great show. Stellar musicianship. So that's a bunch of shows. You should go check them out. Thanks for listening to the Trey and Gatch Comedy Show. I guess that's all for now. Bye. Forgetting something? Oh, Rose Garden. Pearl Jam at the Rose Garden. No wonder I forgot.